Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airway. Anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Meg, by the way, joining us courtesy of her website, libertyflare.com. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls. Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Kevin.
Oh, hello. How are you folks tonight?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind, Kevin?
Well, I'm Catholic, raised 12 years at Catholic school. And my take on religion is this. I look at the existentialist view, and that is that religion is good from the standpoint that it gives us a moral compass and gives us values, but it's really bad in that it tries to dictate how we run our lives in certain areas, and sometimes that's just not a good thing. So I'm
not. Do you think you could have a moral compass without religion?
I don't know, because I've bought into the Catholic faith to the point there are two types of Catholics. There's the devout, where you just believe everything the Pope says and everything the Church says, and there's the fallen. Now, you can still go to church like I do, but I consider myself a fallen Catholic because I don't believe everything that the Catholic Church says, but I do believe in faith, and I do believe it, you know, it gives me that moral compass. I don't know. My having gone to school for the 12 years and lived it my entire life, I'm 56, I don't know any other way to believe.
So I think there's some danger to this, and I tell people this, and it is completely contrary to what they've been taught in the church. This idea that religion will give you a moral compass is that there's the moral compass aspect, and then there's all the stories that go on around it, right? There's Balaam and his talking ass. There's the Tower of Babel. There's Jesus walking on the water, and you know all the stories, and some of them are more believable than others, right?
Yes, and it's kind of like the Kennedy history, the show that just came out about the Kennedys.
I didn't watch it.
Okay, there's all these myths about the Kennedys, and they made a movie out of it. So,
okay.
You know, did Jesus really walk on water? I probably doubt that he did.
Who knows?
But, you know, who knows? But, you know, it gives you faith, and it's good. He was good in this world, and... Now, here's another interesting thing.
Wait, I want to make a point. I want to make a point here before you go on. You know, I'll take the Jesus walking on the water story long before I take the Noah's Ark story. I find that one to be the most ludicrous of them all. But the thing that happened to me is at about 16 years old, I really began to question all of these stories. Now, I had, as I said, gone to Bible school and taught taught Sunday school and gone to church and been educated in a Christian school and all this stuff. And then I began to really question these things as if they're not true anymore. So when you begin to question the stories, then the moral compass goes out the window with it. If the book isn't true, then the things that it teaches isn't true, at least to my 16-year-old mind. At that point, I went off the rails. I began committing crimes. I dealt drugs. I broke into cars. I broke into homes. It culminated with me being in a hotel room where a guy gets killed and I go to prison for 9 years. So there is a second edge to this story where religion gives us a moral compass. If religion gives you a moral compass and then it's accompanied with a whole bunch of silly stories, then when your mind rejects the silly stories, it rejects the moral compass.
That makes sense. Wouldn't it make more sense to get a moral compass based on your experience in life, discovering that hurting others ends up hurting you, and that the best way to get ahead in life is to help other people and to, you know, treat people right and to honor your agreements and, you know, do no harm?
Yes. The thing is that I'm in first grade, and that I had the nuns teaching me what you just said. So then I took that as part of my religion. But what I really think is interesting is Christianity and the Muslim faith both are offshoots of the Jewish religion.
Yes, now, which is an offshoot of the Zoroastrian religion, which is interesting, too.
Isn't that amazing when you think about it?
Yeah.
It all just kind of works together. It's amazing how these things have evolved in people's belief systems. But, you know, I found, and I don't know much about the Muslim religion, what I found about the Christian religion is it has a selling point that many religions don't have. If you're good, you go to the good place. If you're not good, you go to the bad place. And many religions don't actually have that. And the ones that are successful, because, you know, when it comes to Zeus or Hades or whomever, you know, Thor, yeah, you just go to the, you go to the dead place. Whereas if you've got this sorting mechanism, people are much more likely to be scared into believing the story.
Fear is a powerful motivator.
Yeah, well, they always say, like, fear is the heart of love or something like that, and it just sounds ridiculous to me.
What does that mean?
I know. I'm just like, so I love you because I'm afraid of you?
Well, Kevin, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Well, the Catholic Church built its dynasty by absorbing, like, the French country, et cetera. And every time they absorbed countries, they would take in their pagan religion, and they would take one aspect of that and make it part of their religion.
Yeah.
So I thought that was fascinating. Charlemagne would only come in if say, they believe in the Easter Bunny. Say, oh, yeah, we'll believe in the Easter Bunny. Come on in.
No problem.
Not a problem.
We're down with the Easter Bunny. Yeah, I just went by the Catholic Church in town, and they had a stained glass window there of Mary, you know, with her head bowed, looking pious. And you'd never find that on a Protestant church. You know, they're never going to push the Mary aspect of it. But I suspect that's from, you know, to bring in all the religions out there that have this mother figure. You know, and I guess women, you know, they give life and stuff. So I can totally see why some mother figures would be big in some religions.
Kevin, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Johnson, listening in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hi. You know, I think I can answer a little bit about why, I guess, an atheist would proselytize. Because I sort of see it as very similar to my views on liberty and freedom, in that I view fraud as force. I think that you can imprison someone with a lie. If you lie to someone enough and they base their actions and their beliefs on a lie, it's almost like forcing their actions. It's like forcing someone to do something against their will because you've tricked them. And,
I think what you've done is distilled the difference between a cult and a religion. The cults, people will often call them that because they have this charismatic leader. And the charismatic leader would know that they're defrauding somebody, right?
Whereas, well, I view Christianity as a very large cult.
Yeah, but I mean, when it comes to Christianity, the leaders of Christianity all believe the story. I mean, I don't believe there's more than 1%, if that, of people who are preaching Christianity, spend their lives, you know, around spreading its word, that don't believe it. I can't believe that for a second. I just don't believe that human nature allows that.
You don't believe the cult leaders believe their story either?
They would have to be delusional. No, I don't.
Yet the Christian preachers aren't delusional in that way.
They're wrong. They're not delusional.
Well, what about the cults where everybody, including the cult leader, kills themselves? I mean, he's not really in it for the money.
You know, there's crazy people everywhere. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, to say it's 1%, I think, is inaccurate.
What? You think more than 1% of preachers don't believe the Christian story?
Absolutely. But not true and true.
Look at, for example, Mother Teresa.
What about her?
She was an atheist. Oh, yeah, she wrote about it in her journal.
Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but, you know, she was trying to help people. I mean, that was her mission, was to bring...
Actually, she wasn't, and that's what she wrote about in her journal. She was actually trying to get people to feel Christ's pain.
Then why would she be an atheist? Why would she care about feeling Christ's pain?
Because she felt that at the end of her life that maybe she had been doing the wrong thing and just hurting thousands of people and just causing people to suffer horrible misery, and that she wasn't actually sending anyone to heaven, that she was just causing horrible, miserable pain.
Yeah, the Penn and Teller episode about her is a real eye-opener, where they talk about how she's was all into suffering.
Hey, lots of Christians are into suffering. That doesn't doesn't diminish their faith.
Right, but in her particular case, she journaled about it and said...
Well, you know, one journal entry is a snapshot of what one's mind is at that time. I mean, my favorite color at times has been lemon yellow, but today it's chartreuse. I mean, so, you know, people's minds change about things.
Right, but you're talking about toward the end of her life. This is one of her final...
I committed fraud against you, Johnson. I never liked lemon yellow.
Well, you also never let Johnson get to his point. So hold that thought, Johnson. We'll come back to you here in a moment at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you would like. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring us whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. We have ventured into the realm of theology here again tonight.
Oh, that's always a fun one.
Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we have there, like the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Meg, you are the creator of LibertyFlare.com. But what is it?
Liberty Flare are one-inch little buttons. You've probably seen them on Office Space. I cater to nerds, so that's why I named them Flare. Really easy way to spread Liberty, really cheap way to spread Liberty. And for some of the designs and whatnot that we have, I, you know, give 50% of the proceeds to whatever group or organization happened to sponsor that flare, so, you know, you can help out organizations in the process.
Yeah, so great way to get something to start some conversations and help some of your favorite Liberty groups.
Yeah, and it's so cheap and easy to do that there's really, like, you know, you have $5 lying around, you've got a way to spread Liberty.
Absolutely. LibertyFlare.com. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. Let's go back to Johnson in Connecticut. You wanted to make a point, Johnson, about why you think some atheists are so evangelical or pushy. And Mark interrupted you before you got through your first sentence. So go ahead.
It's all my fault.
With your thoughts.
Well, okay, I think a lot of the problems with religion, obviously, is how religion is tied to the state and how people who have these religious beliefs are able to enact legislation and get into positions of power to affect other people's lives, right? So, obviously, a lot of the problem with religion is tied to government. But I don't think that it's just government that's the problem. I think that even in the Liberty Society, that religion is still an issue because religious belief still causes people to treat, for example, homosexuals unfairly. It causes people to have, you know, just strange, odd, you know, prejudices based on these bizarre, you know, what I think are lies that they've been told. I mean, they've been indoctrinated and told not to question and not to think for themselves. And this is sort of the same mentality and same behavior that the state uses when it lies to people and create the fiction.
So I think that different people who have, you know, their religious beliefs pick and choose. Flat end of the story as to whether what they choose to believe and what they choose not to believe.
We heard our last caller say that he doesn't follow everything the Catholic Church says.
There's not a Christian out there that follows all the things that the Bible says because it's got some really old, bizarre stuff, especially in like Deuteronomy and Leviticus.
Well,
these books are full
of
old.
Plus, so much
of
it counters itself at times. So you could not follow the Bible to a T because you'd break some other rule in the Bible.
So what you have is a situation where, if you're assuming that someone is a Christian and therefore they don't like, say, gay people, that may or may not be true. For one, Christians would say, "Oh, you love the sinner, you don't love the sin, you hate the sin," and so different people are going to accept that belief system differently. So some people are going to be like, "Stay away from my kids, you've got an agenda," or other people are going to be like, "Well, I'd love to talk to you about your issues," and other people are going to think it's fine to be gay because Jesus loves everybody.
Well, let me see if I can clarify something, Johnson. Are you saying that essentially you believe that these angry atheists that are very pushy with their atheism are trying to essentially convert people away from these organized religions so they can hopefully stop them from doing stupid things like hating gay people? Because just because somebody decides to stop believing in God doesn't mean they're going to stop their hatred towards certain people.
But that has happened over and over again. People who drop religion, they actually do drop the hatred because they realize that it's crazy. It's not founded on anything. So really what it is an attempt to free people's minds and say, hey, question things. Start questioning everything.
Yeah,
and question, your beliefs about reality and to sort of come to a scientific method of things, like actually trying to study and perceive truth and reality, coming to a truth of things, as opposed to just believing what you've been told.
I think that's a good argument for where I stand, not for atheists, because atheist is a very definite belief in no God. And I don't have that atheist belief in no God because nobody can prove that to me. And so I think, you're talking more, I believe in, opening up people's minds to say,
okay,
question those things.
The definition of atheist, though, that's what's called strong atheism. Atheism literally means without belief. So it just means somebody who doesn't believe in God. Like, it's not actively saying that there is no God. It's just they don't have a belief. I mean, I don't believe in unicorns or leprechauns or,
Do you not believe in air?
Do Sweat less.
Well, I mean, if you have no belief, then you don't believe in reality or, you know, anything.
Atheism, according to the definition, is the doctrine or belief that there is no God. I mean, it's a very specific lack of a certain belief.
Yes, agnostic is the definition of anything.
Right, but it's being taught that that's not true. Agnosticism is actually in regards to something without knowledge and saying, I don't know. Atheism is not saying that you actively disbelieve in something. It's a specific term applied to people who do not believe in God. And it's just that they're without a belief. In other words, you could apply the same term to every one of you in the room and call you all a leprechaunists or a leprechaunists, you know, that you all don't believe in leprechauns, but people don't bother. People, for some reason, bother to call people atheists.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, this is a system that atheists use in order to get agnostics in their camp. And it's fine with me if people want to play these word games. I mean, A means, not. Auto means to yourself. So, I could, in fact, claim to be, if I believe myself to be God, and I think I'm as good a choice as any, I'd be an auto-theist.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate where you're coming from, Johnson, and I thank you for the call tonight, and 800-259.
You're not God.
9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Look, I get where he comes from. That's like the idea that you're trying to rescue these people from their shackles of their religion. And I get it. It's not my game. It's not my bag. I'm more interested in helping people see that government is violence and that they shouldn't support it and that we can benefit as a society from those things changing.
What I've decided...
But if they're happy with their religion, I'd rather just leave them alone.
Well, for myself, the only thing that I care about is if they take a religion and they attempt to vote it on to me and mine.
Right. Well, then we've got a government problem.
If they talk about hell, because I think that hell is this kind of scary story that that is used as a bludgeon to get people to believe, their religion. I don't, if somebody starts talking about hell, then I'm on them. But up until that point, I just decided I'm not going to do that. And it's because I think that the most annoying part about religions is that people want to proselytize them.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be the guy who's out there proselytizing against their religion. So, because I'm just doing what it is that I don't like about them.
Right, and I don't care if you want to have a government either. I mean, that's your business, as long as you don't force it on me, right? So you can have your religion, just don't force it on me, and you can have your government, just don't force it on me. So my position is essentially, hey, leave me and my friends that want to be left alone, alone. And hey, stop hurting those nice, innocent people over there, too, please. Just keep your business to yourself, whereas proselytizing is actively trying to recruit people over into a specific belief system. I don't care what your belief system is. I don't care if you're a communist or a capitalist or, whatever you call yourself. Just don't push it on me. Thanks very much. 800-259-9231. And by push, I mean using force. It's Free Talk Live.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled DermatoL.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Bring us anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com.
The ideal fighting carbine, the Ruger gun sight Scout rifle is designed to meet the Scout rifle criteria of hunt, fight, defend. An affordable, versatile, reliable rifle, it delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. Visit Ruger.com or stop by your local firearms retailer today.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number. We continue with your calls. Bryant is listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Hello, Bryant. Bryant is gone. We will try Jason instead, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. Hey, I wanted to make a comment on why some atheists may proselytize. If I can give you just background for a second. I grew up Christian, and through many years reading the Bible cover to cover, to make a long story short, I just arrived at a point where I felt the claims were not justified. And so, to me, when I look at the word atheist, I see atheos, which means without God. So I don't see, I think anyone who goes out there and says that there is no God, I think that's a pretty presumptuous, even an arrogant statement. Mm-hmm. I interpret the word atheist as someone who rejects the claims that someone else is making. So there's a lot of groups out there who will say there's this sort of God or there's this sort of God. And so me as an atheist, I say I'm not asserting anything. I'm just rejecting existing claims. So, as it
sounds like a modified agnostic to some extent.
Well, I don't want to be overly semantic. I mean, the etymology of agnostic comes from a gnosis, which would mean without knowledge. So when you have people who say, I don't know, whereas an atheist would be a theos, meaning I believe that I'm without God. But see, like, the way I handle it is this. I don't go out and proselytize people, but, like, if someone comes to me, I think it was Mark who said if someone comes to him and starts talking to him about hell, that's when he will engage. That's kind of my tactic also. But to go to why some atheists may proselytize, I think for those of us who either never came to religion or people like me who came out, there's all of these competing, say, truth claims, and some atheists want to participate in that dialogue and say, we think that we have looked at the evidence, weighed it, and come to a position, and we wish to share our position, too. There might be jerks out there, and I'm sure there are. I don't try to be one. But I think that's why some atheists, they come to a position where they feel like they have an understanding and they probably want to share it as much as anyone else.
I totally understand where you're coming from there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but like I said, I think anyone who goes out and opens up a dialogue with a person of faith and says, hey, and kind of taps them on the shoulder and says, there is no God, I think that's presumptuous and just as painful as perhaps a Jehovah's Witness coming and knocking on your door.
Yes, it's kind of rude.
Yeah, I brought in one case brought a Jehovah's Witness, actually on more than one case, talked to them about their beliefs and stuff. But I like to talk about this particular issue.
Well, they came to you.
I am facile and good at talking about the issue of religion.
You're not going knocking on doors.
Poking holes in people's beliefs, if they believe in the Bible. Because I know a lot about that document. And so if they come to me for whatever reason, boy, it is on.
Yeah.
However, yeah, going, I have wanted to start conversation. I'm sure I have start conversation with people about their religions that I should have just left alone. Why? Because I'm hurt by what it was, what had occurred to me in the church and through the belief system. And, you know, I think I can fix that pain by reliving it and finally getting to say the things that I should have said when I was six or whatever, you know?
Like here in Indianapolis, we've got some billboards coming up which are saying things like, you don't need God in order to live and to love and to be good and stuff like that. So
that would be pushy atheism, I would think.
Yeah, that would.
Well, see, to me, when I see that, I'm not actively involved with that movement, but to me, when I see that, to me, it just goes back to being sort of in, we're surrounded with various claims, and I just feel like maybe some of these atheists are saying, you know, we feel like we have a perspective on reality, too. Some of us, like I suffered really bad in Christianity, and so some of us may think, if we're able to help people to stop suffering the way we suffered, then and also help people to realize, because I see myself as being a moral person.
Sure.
And so I think it may arise. Again, I'm not talking about.
I think they're fully within their rights to do those things, you know, buy billboards and initiate conversations. Mm-hmm. I mean, by all means, you know, if that's what you feel your calling is, sort of like a religious calling.
Yeah.
What you feel your calling is, then that's what you should go and do. For me, I'm not an atheist anymore, but I was. And if I were still today, I wouldn't be doing that because I know my time is limited and I have certain priorities in life for what I want to accomplish. And stopping people from aggressing against one another is much more important to me than changing somebody's religious belief system. And so that's
I think there could be some atheists, though, who feel that the theistic position is a position of aggression, meaning if you don't come into this fold, you know, and then various threats will follow, you know.
Well, there are certainly people who are theists who support aggression. I mean, no doubt about that. A huge swath of people on this earth would qualify to that statement. However, it's the aggression that I would prefer to focus on rather than trying to get them to stop believing in whatever know, a little
right.
fairy tale.
The whole idea of converting chosen. Somebody's religious belief is a much bigger thing than talking to them about liberty. I think that this is the message that I've been trying to get across to people as far as, you know, people changing their opinions on political beliefs or, you know, that kind of thing, is that liberty only means, hey, don't hit anybody, don't threaten anybody, don't shoot anybody over your beliefs. That's all liberty is. That's all that means. Whereas trying to get somebody on board with your religion, you know, you got to read this book and believe this way. And, you know, like there's a whole bunch of steps and a whole bunch of things people have to believe.
Well, and in many cases,
liberty
you can
just stop hitting.
Right. And in many cases, you can actually utilize the tenets of most religions to sell the ideas of liberty as well. You don't have to convert any kind of religion in order to believe in the ideas of leaving people alone. That's a very pro-religion concept in that people within religions are very welcome in the liberty movement of all sorts of religions. I mean, we've got Michelle Seven as our normal Friday night co-host. She is a very devout Christian, and yet we get along with her very, very well. I mean, it makes for some interesting conversations sometimes about theology and such, but there's no animosity between us and her because, you know, we just have different belief systems, and that's okay, because she's not trying to push her religion on us, and she certainly would never force her religion on us.
Yeah, I think for me, it's just debating religion. It requires so much time studying so many different facets of all the religions, and, you know, if you don't have every story memorized, every fact memorized, every nuance memorized, you know, you're going to fail in these conversations with these people. And even if you do know it all, you'll probably still fail because it's...
They believe.
Yeah, it's based on faith. How can you disprove faith?
And this is where I think we're some atheists, I think I would fall in this category, would see a dialogue with a theist as being a conversation about liberty, not necessarily, say, governmental liberty, but, say, liberty of mind. Because, like, just speaking of myself... When having, you know, read the Bible seven times and trying or being made to feel that I have to order my life in a particular way, in a sense, I was under bondage.
Indeed. Thanks for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Just enough time remaining for your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up here. 800-259-9231. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about religion or atheism or etc. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. There is enough time for you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
We continue here. We'll take your phone calls about anything, though religion seems to be the topic on the table at the moment. Coming up, though, the Porcupine Freedom Festival this summer, June 20th through the 26th. I just put on my list of goals to review my camping list of things that I need, because there were things that I figured out last year that I really should have brought and I didn't. And so I hopefully will learn my lesson. Like, I don't know what you would call it, but besides like a butt pad. I know that Sam lent, your boyfriend at the time, lent me his little pad, one of his little pad things to put my sleeping bag on, because it sucks sleeping, like right on the ground, the hard ground. And so,
an air mattress.
You definitely need one of those, because as beautiful as this place is, there's little tree trunks and branches and stuff on every.
An air mattress. I mean, you know.
And lots and lots of bug spray.
Yeah, it wasn't an air mattress that he lent me. It was just kind of like a pad of some sort.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
An air mattress. You can get it at Walmart.
So the camping is still was a lot of fun. Porkfest is a blast. You're around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, and it's cheap. I'm just camping. You're out in the woods. You're at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You'll be able to experience everything from the camaraderie that we're discussing there with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, plus live performances, musical performances, family fun. Free Keen Karaoke is going to be happening, as well as Soapbox Idol. Lots of different stuff. In fact, there's a whole list of things. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about the event. P-O-R-C, as in porcupine, porkfest.com. It has something for everyone who loves freedom. So what are you waiting for? You can be a part of the premier freedom event of 2011, porkfest.com. Use our discount code, FreeTalkLive, as all one word. So take out any spaces. Just put the word FreeTalkLive in there for your discount code to save 20% on the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And by the way, FreeTalkLive will be broadcasting live from Porkfest throughout the entire week. So looking forward to being there. Meg, you're going to be coming out and joining us.
Oh, yeah.
I presume you will be able to join us on the air at least once throughout the week.
Oh, of course.
All right, cool.
I may not be fully...
it is not required for you to be fully there to participate in Free Talk Live.
It might make it more fun.
Exactly.
No. If drunk people were interesting, bars would have stadium seating.
I won't necessarily be drunk, but...
Yeah. So let's continue with your phone calls. Christine is on the line in Colorado. Christine, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Very interesting conversation tonight. And I wanted to say, Meg, I've really appreciated a number of your comments in reply to some of the callers, especially the caller two callers ago. I would like to share my experience with what I consider to be proselytizing or fundamentalist atheists that have been most disagreeable and I think is really hindering us as libertarians. And I speak from the perspective of someone who is both a Catholic and a libertarian. And I have found that although I do not go around trying to proselytize my religion, that's an entirely personal thing, and it has nothing, and I certainly, as a libertarian, oppose the state.
Christine, I learned a new term tonight from one of our earlier callers. I'm curious, are you a fallen Catholic, or are you a Catholic?
I heard that caller, and I would not relate to his terminology. In fact, I was sort of listening to him and thinking, I wouldn't call him a fallen Catholic because he is probably, as I do, thinking for himself in regards and testing things such as the catechism and the teachings of the church against his own heart and what he feels, especially in terms of non-aggression. I've always thought it amusing why when it comes to Catholicism versus other Christian religions, there's either, as he said, a fallen Catholic or a practicing Catholic. Are you Catholic? Are you practicing? When they don't designate that, you know, among the Protestants. But I take my spirituality very seriously, and I found that through a Catholic faith, especially the mysticism, has served me very well in my understanding. But my experience with fundamentalist atheists, I would have to call them, is this. When I write and I speak and I'm talking about liberty, I'm talking about the non-aggression principle. And I'm not bringing my religious beliefs into it so people know that I do have a belief in God. And yet I have found, and I've also found that others in the libertarian movement or liberty movement who care about freedom, who are also Christian, none of us, at least those that I know, make it a point to proselytize. You may not even know that unless you got to know us personally or if you read intensely our blogs. But on the other hand, when I am speaking or writing, I do much writing about liberty, and I'm focusing on the issues, I have found just because it's known that I am a Christian, that I have had a number of what I consider fundamentalist atheists who are just as disagreeable as fundamentalist Christians contact me, not discussing the issue, but being very sarcastic, ridiculing, condescending to me because I have a belief in God. And I would never do the same to them. And I think that they are really doing a huge disservice to freedom, because why are they are making their atheism their religion if they want to throw that into a discussion that has nothing to do. It's not even discussion of God or beliefs, in which case it would be appropriate, but they take almost any topic that they can in order to communicate their what seems to be a hostility.
Well, yeah, they're being divisive, and they're being divisive in the wrong group. You know, if they want to go pick a fight, there are plenty of people with which they can go pick a fight.
So there's two issues involved in that. First off, there's the fact that the liberty movement is full of debatitarians, people that just want to argue for the sake of arguing.
It's a mental, you know, like, look, I'm smarter, more logical than
mental
you.
Mental masturbation.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, we need to focus on what we care about, which is liberty, and whether you're a Christian or non-Christian or Muslim or Jew, I mean, who cares?
By the way, I don't see that happening here. Just point of information, Christine.
Sure.
That's something that I would think happens more in the blog world and like the comments on a blog by these, you know, heroic libertarians that can hide behind their computer keyboards. I never hear any kind of vitriol like that, or very rarely would hear anything like that happening in real life
face-to-face. I agree with you totally, because face-to-face, they don't seem to do that. But I would advise them, if they really do care, like all of us are, and we are devoted to the non-aggression principle, put your atheism aside, just like if a Christian were making a point of Christianity. That has nothing to be in discussion in the liberty movement. You may bring it up when you're in like mind or you're sharing, it's a personal sharing, but when we're simply talking about the issues, I would advise them not to. And your last caller, I really appreciated him. I mean, it's like, you know, people I know, we're deeply involved in working for liberty, and we have very differing in our spiritual beliefs, but that doesn't come into play. Sometimes we might have a good dialogue on that, but we do not debate it. And I would say leave that out of it, because you're really hurting the cause. Look, there's
good
very
thoughts,
few
Christine.
Of us out there, and we really need to bind together.
No doubt. That's why we're here in New Hampshire. I hope to see you out maybe at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You plan on coming out?
thought about it. I've listened to you talk about it. But when I want to go camping, I can go right out my door and be up on the Rainbow Trail.
Not with
trail.
Hundreds of other libertarians, though. Talk to you later, Christine. 800-259-9231.
So, yeah, I think they even have a church at Porkfest, don't they?
They do have the different meetings on Sunday mornings. The atheists have a meeting. The Christians have a meeting. The
gun nuts go shoot things.
Yeah. Quakers have had meetings. I held a Quaker meeting there, too. And, what Christine's talking about there is something that I've changed my attitude on the show about is when any chance I got, I'd bring up an article and I'd talk about, my feelings on religion, which is basically, I thought that the Christian faith was, silly and all that other stuff. And over time, people would point out, and I just didn't listen, people would point out that they found this alienating, or they were scared that I was alienating other people to the ideas of liberty simply to my religious beliefs. I don't know whether that's true or not, but it's probably true. So I just decided, it's petty for me to be harping on this. This is a personal issue of mine, and that's a personal issue of theirs, and I should just, leave it for something else. If somebody wants to ask me questions about what I believe, I'll tell them, but, the vitriol I can just leave aside.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Talk to Michael, listening to WTAR in Norfolk, Virginia. Hello, Michael.
Hello, and the conversation has been fascinating. Just a quick point of information. The Bible says that there would be great famines for the Word of God, and what that means is this. There would be a lot of people talking for God who have no qualification to do so. That has always been the main problem from the real God's point of view. Too many preachers not qualified to preach.
Did it bother you that God came to earth flesh, in the form of flesh, and he didn't bother to write anything down? I mean, if he wanted to forestall some of this behavior, like maybe that would have been the way to go about it.
Yeah, why does he have to be so mysterious and whatnot? Why can't he just come down here and say, look, I'm here?
Well, Socrates did the same thing, and
scared you a little bit there.
It makes perfect sense.
Tell you what, dude, call us tomorrow night if you want to expound upon this. We are fresh out of time for tonight. There's always another episode of Free Talk Live coming back tomorrow. We'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to visit Meg online on her website at libertyflare.com. And thanks, folks.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 686-2237.